Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us here at the table, the much-anticipated good friend of the program, Greg Jennings, former Packer wide receiver. How you been?
Bill, I'm great.
Can you still play? Because they needed you.
I don't know if they needed me, but they needed help at that position, at receiver. But it was unfortunate. They had a great run. Looked good in their first year under Matt LaFleur. I think they got a lot of positive building blocks to build on.
Could you see... I went back and watched the All-22 of that game against San Francisco, and we thought, man, when Aaron threw that pick, I'm like, oh, my God, how is he so far off? And then I looked, and I thought, Geronimo overran the zone. He was supposed to sit and turn. You know, the ball was out of Aaron's hands before Geronimo even turned around. I'm thinking, how could you have been that off? When you say he needed some help, does he need guys that are on that same page that understand it better? Because it's not just about being fast and making a good cut.
Yeah. And when I say help, no disrespect to those guys. They're playing in the National Football League, and so they obviously have talent and ability. But when you're playing with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you got to have a little bit more. You got to have a high football IQ, an understanding of what's going on in this moment in this game. And what I mean by that is we understood, like I remember playing in what was the Metrodome, and in Minnesota, and I remember Jared Allen and those and the Williams brothers, and they were just getting after us. And I come back to the huddle and I tell Aaron, I said, I talked to the guys, we're gonna speed everything up, we're gonna cut everything down at least 2 yards, so just know that you can get the ball out, we'll be ready. Knowing just that, without We saw he was under duress. Like, we knew things were going to have to be quicker. It's not, okay, I can just go through business as usual. You can't do those types of things when you're facing a defense that has five guys that can just rush with no blitz and put pressure on your quarterback, and the San Francisco 49ers could do that. And so those are the little things. But then also he had moments in that game where he had letdowns. There was a play that I point to often, or I literally froze it on at home when I was watching. They were in a bunch formation. It was the play that he got sacked and fumbled.
Right.
And this was kind of Aaron's deal when it came to playing San Francisco in San Francisco. It's like, I don't know what it is about him going back to the Bay and playing there. It's just, I don't know if he tries to. He wants to win so bad that sometimes it's like he just does things that are like, that's not Aaron.
Right.
And so Davante Adams is the number three guy. He's not on the point. He's inside guy number three. He points out the blitzer. He points out the defender.
Never saw him, did he?
Forget never seeing him. He never even was looking at Davante so that he could identify him.
Right.
But Davante, being the player that he is, Adams, he's like, look.
Right.
He's coming. Aaron is so – I don't know what he was locked in on, if he was just focused on the front four at the time, and he just – because they don't really have to blitz. He didn't think they were going to blitz, but that's coming. Your throwing side, you just – little things like that. When I saw that, I'm like, yeah, man, this is not Aaron right now. Like, this is not him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man.
I know the exact play you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when it kind of my antennas went way up, and the flags just kind of started flying everywhere.
Because I think Aikman said something in the broadcast about you. That was the blitz. He didn't pick it up.
Yeah, and then even with the snap and the missed snap center quarterback exchange, it's like that was Aaron.
Yeah,
like the snap got up, and it you just kind of you want to go in someone's mind and say, what was going on? Like, because those are, again, those are things that he does not do.
Right.
like, to miss a blitz, like, you can't blitz Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, yeah, Bill, you can't. He will make you pay.
Right.
You come off of one of his primary receivers. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like I said, if they had been facing any other team outside of the 49ers in that NFC Championship game, I think they're here this week.
Overall, though, you talked about the season. They performed pretty well, needed a little bit of help. But we saw good. I thought that the way he played in Dallas after Devontae went down, where he just made it happen, just you had to go figure it out. When you saw guys come in, and you knew guys had to be cerebral and go to another level, but when you saw a guy come in that didn't have that level, is Aaron adaptable downward? Does he force you and say, you have to come to my level, or has the ability to say, I don't have a bunch of guys that I can say you got to get up to this ability. You can't. I have to come to you.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever go down.
Okay.
You could, but it's not for the benefit of what we're trying to get done. They would not have been 13-3 had he came down to everyone else's level. You just don't do that. You are the standard. You set the bar. You bring everybody else's level of play up, and that's what he was able to do to a degree. Now you got to take it and run with it. And I think there was some opportunities for Lazard and a lot of those guys to even make more plays and more of an impact. And they didn't do it. Doesn't mean that they didn't have a good year, but they never established themselves as, oh, I'm that guy alongside of Devontae Adams. You don't look no further, I'm the guy. Where, again, maybe I was just – and we were spoiled with having one another. It was myself, Driver, Jordy, James, Randall. Like, we were so spoiled. And sometimes you don't realize – how well off you have it until you don't have it.
Yeah.
And we've never really.
Are you saying that with a smile and a wink and a nod?
Yeah, absolutely. With all of the above. I mean, with Aaron Rodgers, he's never not had receivers at his disposal.
Yeah.
Until the last couple of years. And it's like, looks a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. We're talking with Greg Jennings, former Packer wide receiver. So, second year in the system. They get him a little bit of help. My question to you is this. Does he then become Aaron Rodgers again? Or have you seen things that would say that's a 36-year-old man?
You've definitely seen things that say that's a 36-year-old man. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think he's kind of adapting and evolving as a player to where he's playing against time. And what I mean by that is, we don't see him taking the risks, even running the ball as much. We don't see him taking the risk even when it comes to trying to drill a ball into a tight hole or window. Those opportunities are few and far between now, and I think we'll see it. They'll show up, but not as consistently as we saw. That's what made him so special. That's why we look at Patrick Mahomes right now and we're like, oh my gosh, this is the second coming of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers combined, because that's what he provides. That's what they always provided. But the older you get, you start to lose things, but you gain an understanding and a savvy and a knowledge of how to play the game without having to rely on that.
Right.
And I think that's what he's learning, is how to play the game without having to be so special all the time.
Yeah.
And being kind of alleviated the pressure because of having an Aaron Jones that you can now, man, we got a running game.
Yeah.
So not having to – anytime you don't do something, you feel a little – you don't feel as comfortable in that role as you once did when you had to do it all the time. I don't care how long you've rode a bike. If you stop riding the bike for 15 years, you can still ride the bike.
Right.
But it feels different.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you got to adapt.
You got to adapt again. And it's like, I can still ride this bike if I need to, for sure. But it doesn't feel like when I used to ride it every day.
Right.
And that's what we are experiencing with Aaron Rodgers. We were so locked and so accustomed to seeing him special every single time he stepped on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we know who he is as a player. But the guys around him, we're starting to see how important they were. The Jordy Nelsons that he had for so long. The Randall Cobbs that he had for so long. Myself, James Jones. All these pieces, when you don't have those, they make one another better.
Yeah.
And they have to get other pieces. And I think we can see more of what we used to and became accustomed to, because not only will it give him confidence or the guy's confidence, but it will give Aaron Rodgers confidence as well.
Tell me before we let you go, the bodybuilding thing?
Yeah, man.
What are you doing?
I'm just reshaping my body.
You're
man.
Grubbing over here.
I am.
He's got rice and chicken and shrimp, and you're grubbing.
I'm trying to scarf it down. It's hard.
See, I'm trying to lose the weight. You're making me salivate over here. You're doing the water and the healthy thing, and so
yeah, man. You got to do it. My wife inspired me. She ran a marathon, and she did something that she never thought she would do, and now she's a runner. Now she's running her second. Here in February, and I'm like, well, dude, you got to do something.
Right.
Switch it up. Keep up. So Men's Physique it was, and here I am.
There you go. You got competitions coming up?
Or? I do. I got a competition in May.
Yeah?
In Minneapolis, yeah.
In Minneapolis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You think they'll get booed on stage by Vikings fans?
No.
Okay.
No, the Vikings fans, they love me. The Packers fans love me, too.
Okay.
When I'm in their face.
Yeah.
Well, on social media, you get the ones that appear that they don't. But
you know
when
why?
I'm there,
because
yeah.
You know how it is. You can't ever say anything that would even be the remotest bit critical at times. And mm-hmm. I get it, you know.
I totally get it as well.
They think you're pissed off when you left. And
yeah.
You hated the team. And you hated the fans. Middle finger to the air. Your sister's pissed off at the world. And everybody else. And everybody's mad. And it's
yeah.
Just, you know, every year you come back and you're just like, this is how it is. And I loved my time there.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. I went back for a Bucks playoff game last year. And
how about that, huh?
Yeah. It's so fun to watch those guys
yeah.
have the amount of success that they're having when they were so bad for so many years. But went back, and I was kind of anticipating having to kind of give people, like, don't do that right now.
Yeah.
Or, and it was all love. I mean, yeah. Across the board, 100% all day, yeah. All love.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Next time you come back, you let me know.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy? Okay,
do.
And then we take some pictures and post, and we'll retweet the new body.
Absolutely.
One, Greg Jennings.
Mandatory.
There you go. Greg Jennings joining us down here on Radio Row. We're going to take a quick break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.